It's going to be another sunny, hot, and humid day in Middle Tennessee. Right now, it is 73 degrees. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A newly enacted state law seeks to make an impact on suicide in Tennessee. It was already illegal to physically assist someone in taking their own life. Now, encouraging someone to do so is also against the law. This week, Governor Bill Lee signed a law making that a felony. It's named in memory of Grace Ann Sparks, a young woman who died 7 years ago after being coerced by a man online to play a game that ended up in her committing suicide. The man served 2 years in prison. Now anyone convicted could face up to 12 years behind bars. The American flag has been a ubiquitous symbol for generations on products and in art, including ties to plenty of country songs. But in recent years, some artists say it's arguably come to represent something narrower and less inclusive. Now, a few country artists outside the mainstream are challenging that claim, like Pink Beard, a black singer-songwriter from Alabama. He poses in a Western shirt printed with the flag and urges listeners to identify with people vulnerable to deportation.
The iconography of the American flag has kind of been sequestered to one side. This is ours, and when we do it, this flag represents this. And I'm like, no, that flag represents everybody here, and I have just as much right to it as anybody.
He interviewed with senior music reporter Julie Height, who looks at how country artists are playing with and tweaking assumptions around patriotic symbols. That story is coming up later this hour on Morning Edition. Rare pages of William Shakespeare's work are for sale in Nashville. As part of the Nashville Shakespeare Festival, pages of various plays, including Othello and The Winter's Tale, are up for auction. The pages are extremely rare, given that they were printed in 1632, just 16 years after the bard's death. The Tennessean reports the pages are being sold by David Froman, who owns a historical consulting firm. They're part of his collection of 200 pages of Shakespeare's plays. The compilation as a whole is already incomplete, missing 7 of the 36 total plays. Bidding began on June 4th and will conclude today. Some pages have already been sold for up to nearly $3,000. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news, an NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.